今朝早我哋经文系嚟自《使徒行传》第十六章十三至三十四节。我哋会首先用广东回应方式，用广东话一齐读，然后再用回应方式用广东话读，然后再用回应方式用英文读。
This morning, our scripture reading comes from Acts chapter 16, verses 13 to 34. We will be reading responsively, first in Cantonese, then in English.
使徒行传，当安息日，我们出城门，到了河边，知道那里有一个祈祷的地方，我们就坐下，对那聚会的妇女讲道。他和他一家既领了洗，便求我们说：你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家里来。于是强留我们。他跟随保罗和我们，喊着说：这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们传说救人的道。市里的主人们见得利的指望没有了，便抽住保罗和西拉，拉他们到市上去见首领。传我们罗马人所不可受、不可行的规矩。打了许多棍，便将他们下在监里，嘱咐禁卒严谨看守。约在半夜，保罗和西拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。禁卒一醒，看见监门全开，以为囚犯已经逃走，就拔刀要自杀。禁卒叫人拿灯来，就跳进去，战战兢兢的俯伏在保罗西拉面前。他们说：当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。当夜就在那时候，禁卒把他们带去洗他们的伤，他和属乎他的人立时都受了洗。我们一起读第三十四节。于是禁卒率领他们上自己的家里去，给他们摆上饭，和他全家因为信了神都很喜乐。
On the Sabbath, we went a little way outside the city to a riverbank, where we thought people would be meeting for prayer, and we sat down to speak with some women who had gathered there. She and her household were baptized, and she asked us to be her guests. If you agree that I am a true believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my home. And she urged us until we agreed. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved." Her master's hopes of wealth were now shattered, so they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them before the authorities at the marketplace. "They are teaching customs that are illegal for us Romans to practice." They were severely beaten, and then they were thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. The jailer called for lights and ran to the dungeon and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, along with everyone in your household." Even at that hour of the night, the jailer cared for them and washed their wounds. Then he and everyone in his household were immediately baptized. Let us read the last verse together. He brought them into his house and set a meal before them, and he and his entire household rejoiced, because they all believed in God.
愿神祝福读同埋听佢话嘅人。
May God bless the readers and listeners of His Word.
今日程牧师我哋讲到嘅信息题目系三个生命的改变。
The title of Pastor Wilson Chang's sermon today is Three Lives Changed.
主啊，让我
们今日的心灵都是伏在你的下面。
We know it takes your strength and power, your supernatural grace to change us.
需要你的恩典去改变我们。
And so as we've just read about three changed lives, we do ask for your help.Trust you and be changed by you.
为到去今日去睇到三个改变嘅生命，让我哋有呢个嘅能力，有清晰嘅心去明白。
So we have confidence in your Holy Spirit and the truth of your word.
让我哋都去信靠你嘅话语。
We do acknowledge that you will accomplish your purposes.
亦都让你嘅名、你嘅事得到成就。
And we ask all of that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我奉主耶稣基督名求。
Well, let me state the obvious to you if you've been a Christian for a while.
如果你信了主一段时间的时候，
Salvation is not something you do, but something that has been done for you.
救恩是一样是为你预备了的事。
You know, if you are familiar with the Old Testament, which I hope you are, in the Old Testament, over and over again, God calls his people to come together and remember what he has done for you.
在旧约圣经里面，神叫他的子民去聚居埋一起，去纪念他所做的事。
Over and over again, and over again, God instructed Israel to renew their faith, renew it, renew your faith and commitment to follow God.
一次又一次，耶和华去提醒他的子民去记得要咁样做。
Or to put it briefly, live by faith in Him.
佢话系凭信住喺佢嘅里，凭信住喺佢嘅里边。
But you know what happens in just about every church?
咁就喺每一个教会里边。
Yes, it is a miracle that a church is formed and birthed.
每一个教会嘅开始、诞生都系一个嘅奇迹。
And people are grateful and thankful and praise the Lord because a miracle has happened.
好多时候人为到奇迹嘅出现去感谢神。
But shortly after that, you know what happens?
咁但系之后啲人会点样做咧
？We go back, and we only do things.In our human ability.
我会跟着回以前咁，靠着人力做自己能够做嘅事。
And we start to do ministry in our own strength and not in the Lord's.
我哋靠自己，唔系靠神嘅能力去做呢个事工。
And we limit what we can do for the kingdom of God.
于是令到神嘅国能够令到佢受限制。
That's why last week at the picnic, I reminded you that God creates by His power and grace through His message, the gospel.
上个星期喺呢个嘅旅行里边，我哋讲到话神系用佢嘅用福音带嚟咗能力。
The gospel is a power. It's a message. It has words, needs to be understood, but it's a power.
福音系一个嘅能力。
And God wants you.To reflect on that power.
而神想在你的身上反映出神的能力。
The power of the new birth. It is a miracle that you are saved.
我们今天能够重新得救都是一个的奇迹。
None of us in our own strength can come to know the Lord.
在我们的能力靠我们自己我们不可以信神。
It is truly a remarkable thing that you and I, that anyone could be saved.
在神的里面在这一切其实是一个的奇迹。
And God wants you to reflect on that daily.
神想我们在每一天里面将这一样东西反映出来。
He wants you to get your heart filled with awe and wonder of what He's doing in you.
神也想在你的里面去看到他在你身上所做的事。
Yet that's a great challenge, isn't it?
是一个很大的挑战。
We tend to let that fade and we forget.
很多时候我们忘记了这个起初的信。
And somehow we doubt that power and that strength.
很多时候我们对这个的能力，对这一分的力量，我们都有怀疑。
And as a church, we fail to step out in faith.
甚至在整个教会来讲，很多时候我们都没有凭信行出每一步。
You see, God challenges us.We are called to proclaim the Christ, to proclaim the gospel in word and deed so that lives are changed.
神想我们去将这个福音去传讲，令到生命得到改变。
That people come from darkness to light.
好使人是从黑暗进入到生命的里面。
Now, of course, the change is slow, and at times it's slow, and...is undergoing, and it won't be complete until Jesus comes back.
很多时候个改变是很慢很慢地发生，直到耶稣再来，这个改变能够得到完全。
But the Christian, as they walk closely with the Lord, should have a sense of awe and wonder that they will see the Lord face to face. You will see Him face to face.
但我知道有一天我们会面对面去见到神。
That will happen on the last day, when Jesus comes back.
当耶稣再来的时候，这一切会发生。
And in the meantime, we commit, we recommit our lives.
咁而我今日一次又一次嘅向神委身。
To be changed by God, to be like His Son Jesus.
我哋被佢改变，而好似耶稣基督咁。
And then he sends us out as servants to the world to be a light in a dark place.
而我哋系被神去送出去啊，去服侍呢个世界，亦都成为世界嘅光。
And on his church anniversary, which I believe is the 27th, not the 17th, because we started in 1997 as a church plant.
咁今日系呢个嘅教会嘅周年纪念。
God wants you to remember. Remember the miracle. Remember when he called you to himself.
神去想你去记得，神去呼召你。
But not only remember, cherish. See it as a miracle. And move ahead in the life of faith. Step out in faith.
不单止是这样，还要在这个信里面行出来。
The Bible teaches us you're either a slave to Jesus Christ or you're a slave to something else that you've been living for. That's it.
你是耶稣基督的仆人，但另一方面可能是其他的奴仆。
There's no middle ground. You're either living for Christ or you're not.
你是就是说是为神而活，一是就是为其他东西。
And any master in your life but Jesus, if you get it,will always lead you to what? To want more.
而最终是令到你对这样东西更加渴求得更加多。
You know that as a fellow human being, you're never satisfied. It's always better on the other side of the hill, right? Always better.
人很多时都永远觉得隔离的饭是香的。
Right, if only I met the right person. You know, if only I had that special relationship, things would be better.
啊！如果我遇到一个更加好嘅人，有一个更加好嘅关系，咁就好啦。
Oh, if only I got another job, you know, where my boss is not crazy, then it'd be much better.
如果我换咗一个老板，个老板冇似我嗰个咁差嘅，咁就好啦。
Oh, if I only got a raise, if I only had more wealth, I wouldn't have to worry too much. Life would be better.
咁如果我唔需要担心咁多。啊、我的人工加多啲吓，咁、啊、我人生就会更加好啦。
Once you get those things, you'll be still looking for more.
但系其实就算我得到咗呢一切，我哋所要嘅会系更加嘅多。
And we see a glimpse of that in the story of Lydia, the successful Asian woman business entrepreneur.
咁我哋喺呢段经文里边，喺呢个卖布嘅妇人吕底亚新嘅心脏可以见到。
And a little later on, I'll explain how I see that in the text. But she's searching. She is searching because why? She's a Gentile, and now she's studying the Bible of Jews. That's improbable back then.
咁喺当时嘅社会，佢作为一个外邦人去学习呢个犹太人嘅圣经，系一件不可思议嘅事。
You know, scholars and historians tell us Lydia is wealthy. She's not a citizen at Philippi, which is in Europe. She's from Thyatira.
咁佢唔系一个嘅希腊人，佢系一个推埃啊，一个啊嚟嘅一个好有钱嘅卖布嘅妇人。
She's so successful as she's trading these You know, she's like CEO of today's fashion industry. CEO of a company there.
可能好似喺今日嘅社會，好似一個好成功嘅一個品牌服裝嘅老闆。
You know, she has a place here in New York, over there in Paris, right? She's high society.
咁佢喺社會嘅上流嘅社會上邊啊，喺唔同嘅大城市，紐約、巴黎啊，都有佢嘅分行。
On the other hand,
但另一方面
，you have a ordinary guy who is the jailer in Acts 16.
咁但系另一方面喺同一段嘅经文里边，有一个好平凡嘅一个坐监嘅人。
And the jailer is a blue-collar type guy, a hard worker, a former Roman soldier.
咁系一个以前罗马嘅一个士兵啊，今日只系一个嘅狱卒。
But he's living for duty. He's living for honor. And when that fails, he crumbles.
一个士兵，佢一生嘅希望就系得到呢个嘅奖赏，吓得到人哋去赞赏，啊，亦都尽量喺工作上面负责任。
And that's for the same reason. A false master will let you down.
但系喺同样里边，啊，佢所期待嘅一切都唔成功。
You see, because of the shame of failure, maybe because he would bring shame to his family, he's from a traditional culture, well, he'd have to kill himself because he failed, because if the prisoners escaped, he fails.
在经文里面讲到说,因为有事发生,这些犯人想走出去,他因为羞愧的原因,他想自杀。
You see, the slave girl, the young teen in Acts 16, is not the only slave. Do you see that in the text?
另一方面,在这个经文里面也讲到一个侍女,这个侍女不是在这个经文里面唯一的一个奴隶。
All three people, these people in the text, they're enslaved to something.
其实在这个经文里面,三个人,他都是被某一样东西去奴役他们。
And they're all freed by the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ.
而因为耶稣基督的宝血的缘故, 他们三个人都得到释放。
As they miraculously, all these three different people come to faith in Christ.
而是奇迹地,他们三个人都信了主。
And so today, let's look a little bit more carefully at least two of them. We'll save the jailer for next time. But let's look at Lydia, the successful Asian businesswoman, and the young slave girl. Let's look a little bit closer as they have a conversation with the Apostle Paul.
我们今天会用这个时间去先看吕底亚和这个侍女。
Now, let's look at verses 13 to 14. And if you don't mind, if you could shine that up again, please.
Sorry, 我们先看13、14节。
Eric back there. Shine up to verses 13 and 14. Now, I'm going to do a little something different. Those of you who read Chinese, you're reading the CUV version, the Chinese Union version, which is a traditional translation based on the King James version.
如果你看中文的,中文是来自这个英皇任定本。
And if you notice, if you compare it with the English, the New Living Translation up there, your translation is more wooden, more literary.
中文版是比较跟翻下这个,好像这个比较是典雅,比较是很文字性的。It's
kind of like, you know, whoever did the translation tried to do it word for word and tried to translate in that way.
是由一个语文译去另一个语文,每一个字去译。
The New Living Translation tries to smooth things out, you know, puts a little style in it, more conversational English.
而这个英文版好像是一个平时人家去对话用的英文。
But I'm going to read to you from the New American Standard Bible, which is, again, similar to the King James, a literal translation.
我今天用的是这个美国标准版本。
And I'd like you to follow along as I read to you. You can follow along up there in the New Living Translation or the Chinese version.
Verse 13 and
14, and on the Sabbath day, they went outside the gate to the riverside where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the woman who had come together. Verse 14, one who heard was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul.
13节,当安息日,我们出城门到了河边,知道那里有一个祷告的地方,我们就坐下,对那聚会的妇女讲道,有一个卖纸, 以色布定的妇人,名叫吕底亚,是推雅推拉城的人,素来敬拜神,他听见了,主就开导他的心,叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。Now
notice that Lydia, the successful Asian businesswoman,
吕底亚是一个很成功,一个来自亚洲的一个妇人,
is a religious type. She's at a prayer meeting.
她去一个祈祷会,
she's not a Christ follower yet, but she's willing to sit down to pray with Jews.
她不是一个基督徒,
but as I mentioned before, she's not a Jew. She's a Gentile, so that should tell you something. She's searched for something.
咁你諗下就係佢唔係一個嘅猶太人，係一個外邦人，但係佢願意同啲猶太人坐埋一齊去祈禱，咁我話俾你聽，佢係其實尋找緊一樣嘢。
Now you read the text.
你睇個經文。
Let me ask you a question. How then does she get saved? How is she converted to be a Christ follower?
咁你睇過呢段經文，咁究竟佢點樣樣得救咧
？What's the methodology? What does God use?
神用咩嘅方法令到佢得救咧
？How does the Apostle Paul engage Lydia in the text?
咁神點樣喺呢個經文裏邊，神點樣樣讓呢個嘅女底亞去信主咧？
Well, it's pretty standard procedure, right? She looks like they have an evangelistic Bible study.
好似去緊一個嘅查經班。
Because it says in verse 14, the Lord opened her heart. He opened her heart to what? Pay attention to what Paul was saying. There's a message with words, the gospel.God opened her heart, she paid attention to it.
咁喺十四节佢话佢主开导佢嘅心，去留心听保罗所讲嘅话，佢就信咗主啦。
Now pay attention in Koine Greek, because this portion of the Bible is written in Koine Greek. It's used for a word that's translated addiction to alcohol.
咁其实呢个喺呢个原文吓，佢话佢去。留心呢個字喺希臘嘅原文，即係話好似有啲人咧係有呢個成日飲酒有呢個飲酒癮嘅問題。
So you could translate that she craved, just like an alcoholic, she craved for the gospel.
即係話佢好想聽到呢個福音。
So has that happened to you?
今日你係咪都係咁咧
？Do you crave for the gospel?
你今日對福音，你咪好留心，你好想去聽咧。
Now some of you know that that's a miracle.
你睇到呢個係一個嘅奇蹟。
Because prior to your conversion, you could care less what's in the Bible.
好多可能好多時候啲人都唔會上心。
But now, because of the miracle, because of the changed life, you care. You care about it.
係因為呢個生命得到改變。令到你好留心
，and somehow your interest is perked up. You start to read it. You start to embrace it.
咁令到你開始好願意去睇去讀。
There's an interest now in reading it and studying it.
令到你好想去睇呢個聖經。
That takes the Lord to open your heart.
要神去開導你嘅心。
So if that's not happening, you got to ask Him. Ask Him.That you'll be able to pay attention to the gospel.
咁你今日有冇去問神，讓你去留心咧
？Because Paul is basically saying the Holy Spirit has to work in your heart for that to happen.
佢話要神去開導你嘅心。
So if you're not asking Him for that to happen, it's not going to happen.
你唔去問神去咁樣做嘅時候，又點會發生咧
？Look at verse 15. Again, I'm going to read from the New American Standard Bible, which is It's a good translation, just like the New Living Translation. It's a good translation, but it's a literal wooden translation. So you get more, if you did a word study, you get more substance from it.
咁我跟住會讀十六節。
And after she was baptized, and her household as well, she urged us, all as his help and his helpers, Silas here, saying, If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay.And she prevailed upon us.
咁系十五节，跟住女底亚话：如果既然我系一个真信主嘅人，你嚟我屋企啦。
So she believed, she was baptized, entered the fold of God's kingdom, and now wanted to show hospitality and gratefulness. And because Paul is a evangelist traveling, so now has a place to stay.
咁既然呢个女底亚信而受洗嘅时候，亦都开放佢嘅屋企俾其他好似保罗呢一啲嘅传道人。
Let's segue to conversation number two, which starts in verse 16.
咁啊，跟住睇第二个例子。
As we were going to the place of prayer, again they're going back where they started, right? The evangelism starts where they locate Lydia, right? In that prayer meeting, we were met by a slave girl now. had a spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain in fortune telling.
跟住遇到一个嘅侍女，呢个侍女啊，俾呢个啊巫鬼所附啊，识得用法术，令到佢嘅主人搵到好多钱。
Now do you see the contrast? You have Lydia, right? Super entrepreneur, successful. Now you have this teenage slave girl who has been facing this injustice, right? Whose spirit has a demon, she's possessed by a demon. She's at such a low socioeconomic status.
咁你睇到呢个两个妇女，两个唔同嘅极端嘅例子。一方面你有吕底亚，一个成功嘅商人；另一方面有呢个嘅这个的侍女在这个社会上面的地位很低，也都是被人家去利用。
Obviously, she's been captive, right? She's been captive spiritually, right, by the demon, and economically by these people who are gaining a lot of wealth because of her fortune telling.
咁另佢一方面佢被呢个鬼附亦都因为佢呢个原因被佢嘅主人用嚟搵钱。
And she's not religious because why?She can't go to a. She can't, if she wanted to, but she doesn't. She doesn't go to the prayer meeting, right? She can't. She's a slave.
咁佢一个嘅奴隶，即系唔系话啊？我想去祈祷会吓，我可以自由自在咁周围去。
And verse 17 says she followed Paul and us, crying out, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to you the way of salvation."
咁佢见到保罗嘅时候，佢又大声话：，这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们传说救人的道。
Now, as you read that verse, you should be scratching your head. You know, how come? Somehow she's attracted to the Paul and Silas, right? From their preaching.
咁跟住你会问啦，啊，点解会有咁嘅事发生咧
？And she's kind of both attracted by faith, but also antagonistic, right?
咁佢啊见到嘅时候，佢好似成日咁喺度嗌。
And people who are struggling with a faith are captive to something, right?
咁好似系一个人咧喺个信仰上边啊，有一啲嘅挣扎。
So there's something about the gospel message that's drawing her, but she has an anger, a mistrust, a seething within her.
咁好似喺佢里边有一啲嘢去令到佢对呢样嘢有一啲嘅渴求。
And look at verse 18. And this she kept doing for many days, all having become greatly annoyed. Again, paraphrasing there. Again, it basically, literally, it says, Paul, full of great compassion, or tearfully and tenderly stroking her hair and saying, Daughter of Eve, that's basically literally what it's saying. But Paul was irked and turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of her.
咁佢一连多日当咁样喊叫嘅时候，令到保罗内心里边好厌烦，转身对鬼说：我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你，从他身上出来。
Okay, here's the next question for you in this conversation number two. How does the slave girl get converted?
咁我问你嘅问题就话呢个嘅侍女点样样得到呢个嘅得救咧？
Is it through evangelistic Bible study? How many say yes?
佢咪去緊一個查經班咧
？You guys are good. You guys are good.、Right? No, it's encounter, experiential, intuitive.
係佢係同佢係憑一個嘅相遇嘅經驗經歷去信主。
There's an encounter with God through God's servant Paul.
佢系遇到咗神嘅仆人保罗去信主。
And Paul performs this deliverance of the evil spirit out of her，
而令到佢从呢个嘅鬼附嘅身上得救。
The third and final conversation, as we see, the third character is the jailer, right? And it starts in verse 19.
咁又跟住第三个就系讲到呢个嘅狱卒。
Just for the sake of time, I'll read 19 and then jump to 22 to 24.
咁我先睇19，然后廿二、廿三节。
But when her owners saw that their hope of gain was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. verse 22, and the magistrates tore the garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods. 23, and when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Finally, verse 24, having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks.
19节，侍女的主人们见得利的指望没有了，便捉住保罗和西拉，拉他们到市上去见首领。22节，众人就一同起来攻击他们，官长吩咐剥了他们的衣裳，用棍打，打了许多，下在监里。九领领了这样的命令，把他们下在内监，双脚上了木狗。
Okay, this is conversational three. Person number three, Philippian jailer.
咁系第三个嘅情况啊，喺呢个腓立比里边一个嘅狱卒。
Who is he? He's a former Roman soldier.
系一个以前罗马嘅兵丁。
Because we know from antiquity, back then, if you're a faithful Roman soldier, when you retire, the authorities give you a gift. You get to run a jail.
咁喺當時嘅社會，如果你係做得好好嘅時候，你當兵，你退咗休之後，咁就會俾你去做呢個嘅獄卒。
But this Roman soldier, this jailer is older. He's been hardened, hardened by a fallen world.
咁佢一個比較年紀大嘅人，亦都係俾呢個世界影響得好緊要嘅人。
You know, when you're hardened, when you're older, what happens? You get cynical.
咁当你个人开始年纪大嘅时候，好多时候都有啲好可能系好似迷信啊，或者一啲嘅习惯。
And notice, again, this comes out if you know some background. He puts Paul and Silas where? In the quote unquote inner prison, you know, down in a basement.
咁即係話將保羅同埋西拉擺喺呢個嘅土庫嘅一個嘅監獄。
We know from historical findings that it was dark and disgusting in the inner cells of a Roman prison.
喺內監裏邊嘅情況好黑好污糟。
Because the human waste just goes down, flows down. There's no sewage.
咁即係話亦都係
flows down that way.
好多時係個廁所排泄物聚埋嘅地方。
And the Roman soldier wasn't instructed to put them in the inner prison. He does it himself.
係佢呢個嘅獄卒將佢放喺嗰度嘅。
And not only that, when it says he put Paul and Silas's feet in stocks, we know something about Roman stocks. It's not like you go to Williamsburg and you see the stocks there and it's.You got your head in there and you take pictures and all that.
咁唔單止係咁嚇，嗰度係一個唔係話好似 Williamsburg 啲咁靚嘅地方。
No, Roman stocks keep your legs apart. It's torture. Your legs are far apart, so you cramp up and you're in tremendous pain.
咁喺嗰啲地方裏邊係令到啲人好痛苦。
And they were beaten, as the text says, with rods prior to that.
咁話佢之前亦都俾人打。
So do you get the picture what's happening here? They're in tremendous pain, okay? They're pain.
咁即係話佢兩個人受咗好多嘅痛苦。
And let's pick up in verse 25. And midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. Verse 26. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison was shaken.And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bonds were unfastened. Verse 27, when the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. Again, back then there was a Roman law saying if your prisoners escaped, you'd be killed yourself. It was kind of a motivation to do your job.But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are here."
咁喺呢個嘅廿五節，佢講到話，約在半夜，保羅為西拉禱告、唱詩、讚美，但眾囚犯就側耳而聽。忽然地大震動，監獄的地基搖動， 家门全都打开，众囚犯的锁链都松开了。监狱卒一醒，看见家门全开，以为囚犯已经逃走，又拔刀要自杀。保罗大声呼喊说：不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。
Now that should jump out at you, right? Because, you know, why? You know, there's an earthquake. Now they're out of the stocks because the walls are crumpled down. They can escape. Why is Paul and Silas still there? Why does he urge the other prisoners to stay there? Why?
个问题好简单啦。咁既然有呢个震动，有呢个地震，啲金嘅门都打开咗，点解保罗同埋西拉两个人冇离开到咧？
You see, Paul's innocent. He's not guilty. He's not supposed to be in the jail, right? He's innocent.
咁你谂下就话保罗佢系无辜嘅，咁佢点解唔乘机走咗去咧
？He knows that. He knows he shouldn't be in prison. Now the walls are down, the chains are off. Wasn't this an act of God?
咁点解会系咁样样咧
？Hadn't this just happened to Peter in Acts 12?
咁系咪好似彼得咁样一样咧
？Didn't Peter just walk out?
咁咪阿彼得咪行咗出去咩
？Paul recognized God's in charge. It's about God and His command. He commanded Paul, "You go and reach Philippi. You reach Philippi with the gospel." That's I'm calling you to do that, Paul.
因为保罗记得一样嘢，就话神要去到，要佢去到呢个腓立比，将福音带去腓立比。
Well, if part of God's plan for Paul was to be in prison.To witness to this jailer, he had to stay there to witness the jail because the jailer didn't come to Christ yet.
咁如果神嘅嘅计划就要佢将呢个福音带俾呢个狱卒嘅时候，咁于是佢用呢个方法将福音带俾呢个狱卒。
And Paul had to show the jailer that they still had peace and joy despite the pain.
佢想呢个狱卒知道就话，纵然佢有呢个咁多嘅痛楚，但佢依然有呢个平安，依然可以赞美神。
You know, for those of you who are familiar with the letter of Paul to the Philippians, you know the basic theme can be summarized of the whole entire letter of Philippians of joy and peace.
咁如果你谂翻起呢个腓立比书嘅时候，成篇嘅书信都系讲到平安，讲到喜乐。
So Paul'sstanding there, maybe standing there now, and his right hand is the freedom he deserves, and the left hand is this cruel man who tortured him, and who he's in his wounds, and that's in his left hand. What is he going to do?
咁你睇到就喺保罗嘅情况啊，佢受到咁多嘅伤害、咁多嘅痛苦、咁多嘅虐待嘅时候
，he turns back to the jailer.
去翻到去呢个嘅狱卒。
It's not the earthquake that shakes the jailer. It's Paul's actions.
唔系呢个嘅地震去感动咗呢个狱卒，而系保罗所做嘅事令到呢个狱卒有呢个改变。
He's amazed because he sees a changed life. How can this guy be happy when he'swounds and being tortured.
咁佢嘅问题就话，点解呢个人受到咁多嘅痛苦，佢依然可以有呢个喜乐咧
？Verse 29, and the jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Verse 30, then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Verse 31, and they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you'll be saved, you."And your household.
狱卒叫人拿灯来，就跳进去，战战兢兢的，俯伏在保罗、西拉面前，又领他们出来，说：二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救呢？他们说：当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Three different people, they're all different, right?Racially, they're different. Lydia is Asian. She's from Thyatira.
我睇到三个唔同嘅人。吕底亚系一个亚洲嘅一个嘅商人。
Thyatira's from Asia Minor in Turkey.
一个系喺呢个嘅土耳其嚟嘅。
And then the little slave girl probably, for sure, is Greek. She's native.
咁呢個嘅侍女係可能喺當地嘅一個嘅婦人。
And the jailer, who's a former Roman soldier, of course, he's Roman.
咁而呢個嘅獄卒係一個羅馬人。
And then economically, as I explained earlier, they're so different. Lydia, upscale. The slave girl, dirt poor. The Roman jailer, middle class, blue collar.
咁而呢三個人喺呢個社會經濟地位上邊，一個係上流社會，一個係一個低微嘅侍女，而呢個嘅獄卒係呢個好似係中產嘅人。
Why? Why tell us all that? Why give us the three examples?
咁點解神將呢三個唔同嘅人都擺喺呢一段嘅經文裏邊咧？
All of them came to faith because the Lord can call all types of people. That's the power.
你睇到就话，因为神嘅能力，三个唔同嘅人都可以去信主。
But notice the different ways he does it.
但你睇到就系神用唔同嘅方法令到人哋去信主。
And you and I encounter different types of people daily, right?
咁你同我都每一日会见到好多唔同嘅人。
And if you're a Christian, you're called to proclaim the Christ to them, so you've got to be alert and aware of who's different and who isn't.
咁当你同我今日每一日见到唔同嘅人嘅时候，我都要去警醒，知道点样样同唔同嘅人去相处沟通。
You know, there are books that you can read that tell you, obviously, that there are different ways people learn, different ways people take in information and decide things.
每一個人學嘢嘅方法都唔同。
And there are basic three approaches, and they're all illustrated by the three people we see in Acts 16.
咁喺呢個嘅《使徒行傳》呢段經文，我哋睇到咗。
Some of you are cognitive, right? Some of you are a kind of person, I want arguments. I want discussion. I want reflection.
咁有啲人學嘅方法係要同人哋去討論，要同人哋去呢個嘅爭辯，喺從中去明白。
Right, I went to college. I want a case study.
佢專好似喺睇呢個嘅個案咁樣樣，從個案裏邊去明白。
That's the way a person like Lydia learns.Gains information, decides.
咁就好似呢個女底亞去呢個查經班。
But there are different types of people, right? There's the intuitive type, the artistic type, right? There's the intuitive person that says, "I want experience, I want encounter."
有啲人係要靠經歷，經歷咗啦，就會明白。
I'm into feelings, emotion.
有啲人係要用感情去理解，去感受到。
And a teenage slave girl probably.Grasp things intuitively, not cognitively.
咁有啲人唔係話淨喺呢個頭腦上面嘅知識去明白。
And then, for most of us, what are we? How do we learn? Concrete relational, right?
咁但係好多人都係靠住喺人同人之間嘅交往裏邊，從中去吸取呢個嘅知識。
Most of us like the jailer, right? That's why you've got to be a witness if you're a Christian.The jailer says, "Show me, show me."
咁好似呢個嘅獄卒一樣，要去睇到、見到嘅。
Give me something practical.
俾我有啲嘢我可以見到、睇到，好實際嘅。
See, there are many ways. You have to have a balance.
咁所以睇到有唔同嘅方法去傳福音，我哋有一個平衡。
For the sake of those who you're trying to reach, right? Because you're called to reach people.
因为你的被召是要去将福音带给人。
You just can't remain in tunnel vision.
我们不可以说就这样平时是这样就是这样了。
Lydia needs and wants discussion.
吕底亚需要跟人家去谈。
She wants reflection, she wants a study done.
她喜欢去一起去看去学。
She's into evidence, reason, rationality.
她需要这个证据她需要有这个很理智的去明白。
But the slave girl wants a powerful, spiritual, emotional encounter.
咁呢個侍女需要一個好感性一個好強烈喺佢身上好震撼嘅嘢。
Because you can't have a discussion with her, right?
佢唔可以，佢唔係嗰啲話同你去爭辯、去拗嘅人。
She can't even think straight. She's demon possessed.
佢被鬼附嚇，佢諗嘢都諗得唔清楚。
And then the jailer is in, just like us, we're impatient. We don't want to argue, right? We don't want rationality. We don't want emotional stuff.
咁但係呢個獄卒佢唔愛呢個嘅查經，佢唔要一啲好感性嘅事。
So you're not going to reach the jailer with a reason to God book.
唔係話你去睇本書。
Jailer obviously is not going to go to some charismatic church where there's a lot of emotion either, right? No, he's a blue collar kind of guy, plain, right? He probably wouldn't come to church. He doesn't want to talk. He says, show me. Show me your life. Show me. Give me something concrete.
佢需要嘅係你俾佢睇到一個基督徒係點樣樣。
You know, Lydia is successful, but why is she searching? Why is she empty?
咁個問題就話，呂底亞係一個咁成功嘅人，點解佢都要尋找咧
？Maybe you think, oh, I'm struggling. I'm not wealthy. I can't even pay the bills. If I'm Lydia, wow.
咁如果係呂底亞嚇，你喺經濟上面冇問題啊？
But that's not so, because look at Lydia. Look at the example.
你睇下吕底亚个情况。
She achieved status, which is really remarkable back then, right? This is first century, ancient Near East region of the world.
咁系第一世纪一个商业繁盛嘅中心。
She has power.
佢有权力。
And yet.She wants to know something more in life.
但佢想喺生命裏邊再攞多一啲嘅嘢。
She is very moral, very religious.
佢有一個好
prayer meeting.
佢係一個好宗教熱心嘅人。佢去祈禱會。
She seems to be very pulled together in control of things.
佢好每一樣嘢控制得好好。
Yet something is missing.
但喺佢身上邊有啲嘢，佢係撐咗嘅。
Of course, the slave girl's out of control, utterly tormented.
好似喺佢身上邊有啲好重要嘅事。
In fact, the Greek text, you know what it says in verse 16?
喺十六節話。
Describing her again, it's so hard to translate here, and that's why it's not translated literally. You know what it literally says in verse 16?
咁呢個十五節裏邊講咩咧
？We met a girl.With a spirit of a python, a snake.
咁佢話：我哋去到嗰個地方，見到一個嘅侍女。
That's what it says in the Koine Greek. We met a pythoness.
我睇到一個咁嘅人。
You know, Greece back then is just like New York City today. Pluralistic society, many, many religions. Oh, it's okay. You worship Apollo, fine. You know, you worship.God X here, fine, right? Pluralistic society.
咁當時嘅希臘雅典，好似我哋今日嘅紐約一樣，好多唔同嘅人拜好多唔同嘅神。
And I got a picture for you, slide 2, in Greece. These are ruins. That's the Temple of Apollo. But again, it shows you what we know from archaeology that this has happened. This happened.
咁你喺呢個圖片上面見到就係當時一個阿波羅殿嘅一個位置。
And in that temple, Apollo, as you'll see in the next slide, slide 3, was the Oracle of Delphi. That's the lady in the middle there in the chair, the Oracle of Delphi, who could tell the future.
咪睇呢一幅嘅圖片就見到一個人佢可以靠嗰啲石啊。龜甲文去講預言。
And so in those days, when it was a crazed, manic person like what Paul and Silas faced in the slave girl,
又好似喺呢個嘅經文裏邊嗰一個嘅侍女。
You think about the python, because the python guarded the temple of Apollo.
咪睇到就話呢個嘅阿波羅嘅殿係俾好多獄卒去保衞住。
That's why Luke, who wrote part of Acts, is spelling that out.
所以喺路加寫呢個嘅 使徒行传的时候专登将这件事讲出来。
Because his original readers would know exactly what he meant.
因为只有当地的人才知道究竟他讲的是什么。
Right? This girl had strange behavior. Her parents sold her into slavery because of that behavior. The owners gained a lot of profit and enslaved her, brought her under injustices.
看到这个侍女很小被人卖了去因为她的奇异的行为但就被人去利用去做这些东西的事。
And she also had to be set free by Christ.
但她也都被基督去释放出来。
You'll see on slide 4, Isaiah 14:14, we have an account of how one of the great angels became Satan.
他说我要升到高云之上，我要与至高者同在。
I put that on the screen for you because it matches the wording of the slave girl as she described God.
这个就是这个的使女他要去讲的说话。
Notice the wording, Lucifer, I will climb to the highest heavens and be like the most high.
这个的魔鬼他说我要升到高云之上，我要与至高者同在。
You see, the most high, which describes God, and the slave girl describes God with the most high, the same phrase, is an envious, resentful way.Tell you about God.
咁当你话要去升到高云之上，与至高者同在，其实亦都一个意思，就话你好去妒忌吓嗰啲妒忌呢个神。
Because that evil spirit is obviously against God.
因为呢个邪灵同神系对抗。
And that's why she uses that phrase because Lucifer used that phrase too.
因为魔鬼用咗呢一句说话。
So she's in utter despair and is saved as Paul proclaims Christ to her.
咁当保罗去传讲呢个基督嘅时候，呢个侍女得到释放。
And then you get to the jailer.
呢个狱卒。
Again, we're out of time. Next time we'll look more carefully at the jailer, but let me say this in closing.
让我咁讲。
Absolutely no, nada, no.Spiritual interest.
这个狱卒对这个宗教完全没兴趣。
You know, it's interesting that Lydia knows a lot about God because she's looking at the Bible, the Old Testament.
吕底亚很认识这个福音。
And of course, the little teen slave girl knows about God because of the evil spirit.
这个的侍女一被鬼附都会知道有神。
But the jailers, like a lot of people today, they could care less.They could care less about Christianity.
这个狱卒好像可能你和我今天一样，他根本对宗教、对神完全没有这个兴趣。
So three different people, three spiritually different places.
三个不同的人。
Totally different racially, rationally, spiritually, emotionally different.
这三个人在情感上面，在这个的，在宗教对宗教的看法，很不同的三个的人。
Get to see the power of God. It doesn't matter who you are.
你看不看到神的能力呢？不在乎你是哪一个。
Doesn't matter of your background,
也都不在乎你的背景。
Who you are, what you achieved, doesn't matter.
但你是哪一个，你是怎样样的，对神都不在乎。
And notice the three different ways that they are reached, that God touches their lives, and they come to God.
在乎的是神去触摸到他们的心灵。
That's because the gospel's a power and it changes lives.
是令到这个生命得到改变。
And so has your life changed? Have you met the living God?
那今天你的生命有没有得到改变呢?
Because if you have, you're undergoing the change.
如果你是有得到改变的时候，你会继续有这个改变。
A renewal service like this one, celebrating an anniversary, is not only a celebration, which is good, it's a recommitment to why we're here.
亦都是令你去重新想想 对神的委身。
Will you recommit yourself to follow Jesus?
今天你会不会对神再置一个委身呢？
Will you show the world a changed life?
你会被这个世界看在一个改变的生命是怎样的呢？
We're called to proclaim the Christ in word and deed to show the world that the Christ lives in us.
我们的被召是被这个世界看到有神。
That's the reason Covenant of Grace exists.
那是这个原因，这个恩约堂。
And we've gotten off the track.
那我们是不是走迷了路呢？
That's the challenge. Yes, we ought to celebrate. 27 years is a long time.
我们去庆祝这个教会的周年纪念。
But the torch has to be handed off. And the next generation has to be reached.
那我们今天这个的火炬，这个的传送，有没有传失了呢？我们下一代有没有在
呢？ They're not picking on Covenant of Grace. Most churches are struggling with reaching the next generation.
那今天我们下一代在不在这里，会不会继续去让这个薪火相传呢？
But my point is, we can do better, right? We can do better.
我们可以是不是做得更加好呢？
Not because I say so.Because you have the Christ living in you. You have him there.
不是我所讲的，因为你有基督在你的心里面。
You see the miracle. You've seen the miracle in your own life.
因为你是凭着你的双眼见到神。
You just have to be reminded, just like the Israelites, to not forget that.
你就好像这个以色列人一样，不要去忘记。
And to trust him.
去信主。
Just little baby steps.Just a little bit baby steps forward. Do something.
是每一天去走每一步。
To proclaim the Christ. Just do something.
是每一天去为神去做一点点的事。
And you'll have that love. You'll have that peace. You'll even have the joy. You'll have the joy despite the suffering. Because it's not easy, right? It's not easy.
可以去有喺灵，因为神嘅缘故，你有呢个爱，有呢个嘅喜乐。
Oh, Father, we thank you for this portion of the scriptures in the book of Acts.
我哋感谢神，你有呢个嘅使徒行传。
And we do marvel at what you did back then with these three different types of people.
我睇到有三个唔同嘅人。
But like any passage in the Bible, it lives today as well.
佢等于令到我谂起今日。
And you have something for us to take home here in Acts 16.
在这个的《使徒行传》十五章，有些的东西可以给我们看到。
Lord, I wish we had more time, and I wish we had time to hear about changed lives here, and we will in the future.
我们可以是可以希望有更多的时间一起去看。
But because of time, we've got to move on, and we have a special luncheon where many have. Worked hard at providing for that lunch.
我哋感謝唔同嘅弟兄姊妹預備呢個午餐。
And we are grateful for that, for the hands that have labored to prepare for it.
我哋都感謝預備嘅手。
We thank you, Lord, for the Queen's Christian Reformed Church hosts us here.
亦都感謝可以有呢個地方。
And making our presence here possible.
亦都好使我哋今日可以一齊崇拜。
And Lord, so.Most importantly, we thank you for saving us.
我们感谢主去拯救我们。
And we do pray, Lord, for more people to come to know the Lord Jesus in a saving way.
让我们可以是认识救赎的主。
But Lord, just like every other call in the Bible,
正如好像在圣经里面每一个的例子,
you call us not just to save us, but to send us.
去呼召我们每一个人，不是只呼召我们。
Send us out into the world to be a light in darkness.
去将我们送去这个世界，送去黑暗的地方。
Help us, Lord, to do that.
帮助我们。
May you find us faithful here at Covenant of Grace.
让恩约堂都在你面前是一个的忠诚的一个教会。
And that's going to take your strength.Going to have to take your strength and your marvelous grace for that to happen.
知道继续需要你的恩典。
So I pray that each person here would be bold enough to ask you for that grace.
让我们每一个人都去求有这个恩典。
And that they would get in the way of that grace today.
进入恩典的里面。
We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督名求。